And now this is a dictation for Gordon Netzley, N-E-T-Z-L-E-Y, April 26, 37, addressed as a letter to John J-O-N Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, P-A-C, 828-6853. Dear John, J-O-N, follow-up for Mr. Netzley, advanced renal failure. Last visit in November, comes accompanied with son. Denied hospital visits. Weight is stable or gaining some weight. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. Severe nocturia 6-7 times with mild incontinence. Follows locally with urology. Dr. Stockall, S-T-O-C-K-A-L-L. He uses EPA machine at night. Denied chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no purulent material hemoptysis. No major edema or ulcers. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight bicarbonate, nifedipine, HCTC. Medications for prostate, triglyceride, esophageal reflux, antidepressants, does take oxybutynin, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, the last chemistry that I have available is from February 14, although he says that there is blood test from February 21st. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 177, blood pressure 152.72 by nurse. No gross respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial wrap, no gross JVD, no ascites tenderness masses, no major edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries. Normal sodium, potassium acid base, creatinine at 4.5, has been progressive over the years, present GFR 12, stage 5, normal glucose, calcium, albumin, phosphorus at 4.3, normal magnesium, previously anemia around 9.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5. He and family already has done the pre-dialysis class like a year or more ago. I discussed with him that dialysis is done based on symptoms and GFR less than 15. He already is GFR less than 15, but he does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. I encourage him to do an AV fistula. We discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure, the choice from no dialysis, dialysis in center, dialysis at home, including peritoneal dialysis, hemodialysis at home. At this moment, he's not interested on any home dialysis. Recent a family loss, he's still grieving. Next number, anemia. We need to update iron studies, potential replacement and EPO. Next number, present phosphorus does not require binders. Next number, present potassium acid base stable. Next number, nutrition stable. Next number, metabolic acidosis on treatment. Next number, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Next number, he has significant urinary symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. He has previously documented left-sided hydronephrosis. This is from last year, July 2023. He has followed with urology, and some mentioned that they did some ureteral stent, which I believe has already been removed. A CAT scan will need to be updated and follow up with urology accordingly as needed. I discussed all these issues. It was a complex visit, almost 45 minutes to an hour, including coordination before and after. Come back in 2 months, end of dictation.